Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, I woke up thinking about a time in my life when I was searching for God. It was a time in my life when the position I had, I should have already known where God was, but I didn't. I was running as fast as I could from the God they were speaking about, and that was in the Methodist Church. And so many times when you hear the old story of God, the old story of life, it's no wonder our nature says, run like heck, run as far and away from that nonsense as you can. But when you've been grown up with guilt and shame, you don't know that you have that freedom to do that. So I was very young, and I was attending a church in Smith Mills, Kentucky, which was a very narrow-minded church. And in that particular parsonage that I was living in, I began to hear raps, and I began to have unusual things happening in that space. And I will tell you, I didn't understand it, so I was very frightened. I thought, oh, I've lived life wrong, and now evil spirits are upon me, and why does it always happen to me? And when I was alone at night, someone had given me one of those big records, I can't remember, LPN, whatever they are, and it was a record of George Beverly Shea. And I remember on there was Amazing Grace, only it didn't say soul, it said wretch like me, but we say soul here. And I would just pray, dear God, show me the light. Show me something that I can believe in. Tell me something. And then I would hear the song, no matter what, God will take care of you. And I would switch it, and I would say, no matter what, God will take care of me. Well, you see, not realizing what I was doing in crying out, I was setting out the first principles of metaphysics by asking, by realizing there was something beyond and waiting for something to happen. Well, how exactly does God's grace come to us? If you're in the old Methodist church that I was in, it's when you've prayed long enough and you've forgiven of your sins long enough. If God thinks you're good enough, then he might show you some favor and there'll be a grace and some miracle can happen. In metaphysics, we know that we set through the opportunity of just plain crying out beyond ourselves to something greater than what we know about, something greater, the stirring within that we don't know about. Because when we're told about a God out there, we're hiding from a God out there. We don't realize at that time that God lives within ourselves. There is no judging, personified God judging us and judging us to the fact he's going to declare whether we're going to live in an eternal hell or an eternal heaven. One of the first things that happened to me when I began to do this on those two songs is we were given an opportunity to move. And we moved. And lo and behold, the rap still started happening there a few weeks later. I thought they were aliens from outer space. And what happened? We were in another church, and that didn't work out. And nothing worked out in Nashville, Tennessee. And we came back to Indiana with our tail between our legs and ended up in a spiritualist church. You see, when you pray for something and you look beyond yourself, you even though seemingly things are going wrong, if you're in the wrong place at the right time, then the universe will give you little signs. No, you're not supposed to be here. Not supposed to be here. Not supposed to be here. Till all of a sudden it's like, wow, everything I prayed for is here. Now you hear so many times, why do so many bad things happen to so many good people? Well, what we're not taught in traditional churches is everything is self-responsibility. It starts within ourselves. There are certain tools that we use in metaphysics, the law of attraction, self-responsibility. For instance, Spirit used to tell us, you know, you might not like your job, but if you look at it differently and you go with a kind heart and appreciate the paycheck you have, you might learn to like that job. If you go and send love to those people around you, you might actually start liking those people, and they might actually start liking you. You see, it goes back to self-responsibility. What you focus on, if you focus on the negative, if you focus on the negative in people, that's what you're going to get back in return. It just is the law. We can all prove it to ourselves. Now, let's go back to prayer. Why are not all our prayers answered in the way that we want them to be? Well, first we have to understand that we're spirit here, living in this human vehicle, and that we've come for a reason only known to us, and that reason is to learn and to grow. Spirit used to say, through adversities do we grow. And one reason we grow through adversities is because it forces us to let go of the old and look towards something greater than us within us. But when we've set up a life of negative thinking, then the law just doesn't stop overnight for us. That law has to work its way out. But when we begin to think positive, when we begin to look in different directions, when we begin to realize that God self is within us, that we have a nature within us that is that Christ consciousness that is worthy of everything, then when we begin to pray and we realize that God energy and that essence begins to emanate from us. And it begins to allow the universe to trickle in like things that allow some of our prayers to be answered. However, sometimes they're not answered in the way that we think they should be. Sometimes it's because our real self, our spiritual self, knows that we have come here to experience something, and it's not time for that yet. Sometimes, where I grew up spiritually, we would say, this or something greater, whatever is for my highest good. You see, the earth mind really doesn't know what's our highest good. The earth mind would always have us have the biggest and the greatest of everything, and we would have no school of hard knocks. And how can you appreciate things unless we have a few cloudy days? And when we don't have any cloudy days and the cloudy days come, isn't it wonderful to step out in the rain? You even enjoy that. You see, it all comes back to our thinking and our awareness and our awakening to what life is all about, to what our journey is. And then there comes the time for healing. And we all send healing for everybody. And sometimes we hear great miracles about people being healed. And then sometimes it doesn't seem to happen. Spirit always answered it this way. The spirit of that person knows better and knows greater than what we know. That spirit of that person knows why it is here. We all have to have a ticket to go home to our greater good, to our natural habitat. And sometimes It's not for us at that time to be healed because we're getting ready to make our transition. At other times, that spirit of us has come to experience something, say in an illness or a situation, because it's something that we wanted to learn from. Spirit says that many people come to experience illness in this lifetime, to grow from it. Yet others come to experience illness in this time, such as cancer. I have a friend who came to experience cancer because she was working with healing on the other side. And she felt that her healing was not where she wanted it to be, that she lacked compassion. So she chose to come here and to experience cancer. And so she had cancer. And she got over this round of cancer. And she went on for many years without that returning. Then one day it came back with a vengeance. But she didn't have any health insurance, because back then if you had a pre-existing condition like cancer, you weren't able to get insurance. So she went to Mexico, and it didn't work. But she did come back and speak to us. And she told us that she realized that it was her journey to come back and experience this, how people suffer from this, because she wanted to have that greater compassion so that her healing could be more potent, so she could come back and serve as a healing angel here on this earth plane in her existence. You see, sometimes we need to be aware of the greatness of someone's choice when seemingly you think it's not doing any good. When seemingly it's why they came to experience this. One thing I can guarantee you, if we are praying for someone, if we are sending healing to someone, if they are praying for answers, this is where God's grace comes into it. Because instead of struggling and saying, well, it happened for my neighbor, why didn't it happen for me? Because you're lifted up on a platform of this wonderful essence that lifts you up and beyond that illness, that lifts you up and beyond the troubles, where somehow you know, even though you don't know how you know, that everything's going to be all right. That's where God's grace comes in, to lifting us up beyond our expectations. Lifting us up to where it doesn't matter where we're going, we feel that love and we're ready. We're actually ready to take those steps. And then I would like to speak about one more thing today, and that's suicide. We've been taught in traditional churches that, oh, you know, that's against God. We've also hear that if someone don't commit suicide, you'll just have to come back and do it again. Well, so fortunate I have been that my teacher had the kind of mediumship where spirit could come out and speak to us. And two, again, some people have come to experience suicide. They've come to touch on this earth plane just for a little bit. They didn't want to stay the whole time. It was predetermined by them in this wonderful little map that we come with, that this was one of the experiences that they wanted. I have a friend, Doris has a friend, their daughter committed suicide. She was a Montessori teacher, and she was married to an Episcopalian priest. And it seemed like she had everything going her way, but she just was not happy. And she had tried to commit suicide a few times, and it just plain didn't work. And so she had come home to her mother and decided to stay with her sister for a little bit. And her sister was a nurse in Indianapolis, and they got rid of all the medicine. They got rid of all the knives, anything that she could have harmed herself with, they got rid of so she could come and stay. Because since she had tried and failed, they just felt like she might try again. Well, she did. She took every bit of the dog's heart medicine, and it did the trick. Well, the strange thing about it is, when they started going through her filing cabinets, through the years, she had written letters of why she felt like she needed to do this. And please don't judge her, but she just knew that for some reason she was to experience this. She knew there was a land somewhere that she was to go back to. When she was able to come out and talk with her parents, she told them that what her mission on the other side was, what she wanted, is to meet the people who were so unhappy that they committed suicide. But before she felt like she could do that, she wanted to come back and experience that herself. And because of that experience, that door opened that she was able to do what her heart desire was. You see, the world has black and white. But when we understand that when we awaken to what life is all about, there's not really any black and white. There's choice and there is experience and learning to respect that person's experience, that perhaps they are experiencing something for their greater good. And it's not for us to decide what that is. You see, we all have come with missions. And, you know, in the song Amazing Grace, I was blind, but now I see. When you understand that we've been given a story in traditional churches, doesn't mean that it's necessarily correct. That when you begin to awaken to what your heart is telling you instead of your head, till you begin to awaken to that love essence within that great heart center and look with new eyes and new awareness, then you can see, oh my goodness, there's many paths to the same place. There's many paths to our glory. But the greatest thing of it is we can awaken to that glory right here, right now, by not taking life so serious. By realizing that we're here to grow and have an understanding in who we are, that we're to develop those wonderful talents, those God-given talents that are deep within us, not one talent greater than the next, but is there for you with your personality, that we're here to awaken to the goodness all around us without judgment. Life doesn't mean to be so negative in right and wrong. It's choice and experience and what we've learned from those experiences that go to our greater good and for the greater good around us. So God bless you all.